At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI has met privately with the victims of abuse by clergy during his apostolic visit to the island nation of Malta. The Holy Father met the group of eight men who were abused as children in the apostolic nunciature at Rabat. A Vatican statement released shortly after the encounter says the Pope was deeply moved by their stories and expressed his shame and sorrow over what victims and their families have suffered. He prayed with them and assured them that the Church is doing and will continue to do all in her power to investigate allegations, to bring to justice those responsible for abuse, and to implement effective measures designed to safeguard young people in the future. Emer McCarthy is in Malta and joins us now live on the line from Valletta. Good evening, Emer.
Good evening, Chris. Good evening to all of our listeners.
Emer, can you tell us more about this encounter?
Yes, Chris. Well, there had been, as you well know, intense press speculation regarding this meeting in the weeks leading up to Pope Benedict's arrival here. Yesterday evening, his first press conference, speaking to the press, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi repeated what he had always said, that if the meeting was to take place, it would be a private and personal encounter. And Chris, that is exactly what it was. The eight men, who are now mostly in their mid to late 30s and 40s, were abused by priests as children at the orphanage where they lived. They had requested this meeting with Pope Benedict XVI through their bishops, Bishop Mario Greco of Gozo and Archbishop Paul Cremona of Malta. The bishops, with whom the men have a very good and familiar relationship, according to Vatican's Press Office Director, Father Federico Lombardi, accompanied the men to this visit with Pope Benedict this morning. After the meeting, Lawrence Grech, who is a spokesman for the group and himself a victim, came to the press centre here in Valletta. Chris, he was visibly moved, and he told all of us journalists that his personal encounter with the Pope had given him, quote, great spiritual courage. Speaking to the local press, Times of Malta, he then said that he has now found peace in his heart because even the Pope found time to meet him. And he now looks forward to the end of the court case, the civil court case, and the closure of this painful chapter of his life. In fact, prior to the Pope's arrival, Mr. Grech had also spoken out against people using his and the other men's story to attack the Pope and the Maltese Church. He said the group in no way condemn all priests or those who in some way or another form part of the Church, but that in speaking out about what they suffered, they were seeking justice against those who had allegedly abused them as children. Chris.
Yeah, Emer, Father Lombardi held a press conference shortly after the meeting with the victims. We have a short clip queued up here. I'd like to listen to what he had to say, his impressions.
I had an impression of a serene atmosphere. It was intense, but the communication atmosphere was very good, and I had the impression that the relations of the bishops with these victims were very good. And the meeting began with a short silent prayer, and then the Pope had with every one of the participants a short meeting.
Chris, during that press conference, when the floor was open to questions from journalists, a correspondent from England, obviously with the Pope's upcoming September visit to Britain in mind, then put a question forward to Father Lombardi as to whether this meeting set a precedent for meetings with abuse victims in all future voyages. Father Lombardi answered that no two cases or countries are the same and therefore cannot be approached in the same way.
As you see, this has happened in three different trips of the Pope, because there was a reason, and I think because the bishops have proposed this, and this had a sense for this pastoral visit of the Pope. But this is not, I think, a general obligation. It is to judge from the situation, from the proposal of the bishop conferences and the local bishops and so on, not to exclude, but not to have as an obligation for every occasion in which the Pope is going.
And Emer, the trip, it's been an intense 24 hours here. It's winding down, but there's one last public appointment with the faithful of Malta before his return to Rome this evening, the meeting with the young people.
Yes, indeed. I don't know if our listeners can hear, but there we go. In the background, that indeed is the Bishop of Gozo, Bishop Grech, who is addressing Pope Benedict XVI. He has arrived on Valletta waterfront. Chris, you have no idea of the visual impact of the crossing. Pope Benedict XVI left Kalkara port on the other side of Valletta Great Harbour aboard a catamaran. He was surrounded by 10 young people. And he had a very special guard of honor on the way over. The regatta boats, the traditional Maltese regatta boats. There were to have only been an estimated 10,000 young people there present to greet him on the waterfront. Well, that number has been far exceeded. We don't have precise numbers. They have been loud, but the police say that it's well over 40,000.
Yeah, I really hope the listeners were able to hear that, because the enthusiasm that we were getting over our feed was quite palpable. Emer, I want to say thanks for all you've done keeping us in touch with things on the ground there in Malta, and we look forward to hearing your rap tomorrow morning on the whole visit. This morning in Malta, Pope Benedict celebrated an open-air mass in the island's Granary Square. Emer sent us this report earlier.
In his homily, Pope Benedict noted that no visitor to Malta could fail to be impressed by the people's devotion. He spoke of the first Christian visitor to touch their shores, the apostle to the Gentiles, Paul, in the year 60 AD. Many have since disembarked, he continued, praising Malta's discernment in knowing how to draw upon the best of what they have had to offer.
I urge you to continue to so. Not everything that today's world proposes is worthy of acceptance by the people of Malta. Many voices try to persuade us to put aside our faith in God and His Church and choose for ourselves the values and beliefs by which to live. They tell us we have no need of God or the Church.
But reflecting on the first reading taken from the Acts of the Apostles, the reading known as the Gospel of Malta that recounts the shipwreck of St. Paul, Pope Benedict urged the faithful of Malta to follow Paul's example and place their trust in the Lord.
It is tempting to think that today's advanced technology can answer all our needs and save us from all the perils and dangers that beset us. But it is not so. At every moment of our lives, we depend entirely on God, in whom we live and move and have our being. Only He can protect us from harm. Only He can guide us through the storms of life. Only He can bring us to a safe haven, as He did for Paul and his companions, adrift off the coast of Malta.
From Malta, with Pope Benedict XVI, I'm Emer McCarthy.